dive for amber waves of gray, for purple mountains' majesty. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. I'm coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. And, of course, we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here on the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being, because we're hoping against hope, we're going to have a guest here. So far, he isn't answering our telephone calls. So I think I'll just have to say, if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question or comment, why give us a call while we're trying to get Bob Griswold on the line, and hopefully not calling the wrong number. Anyway, you know, there are a lot of fascinating things that are going on today, but you're going to really understand them by understanding what's going on historically as far as our society is concerned. And we see the war on terrorism unfolding, and of course the terrorists carrying out acts of destruction, not only in this country but in other countries throughout the world. And we're told that we really are threatened by this war on terrorism. But if you go back and you, for instance, go back to the period immediately after the First World War, and of course this is when communism originated back in 1918, and yet if you read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you will find that all of Europe was starving at that time, and there was terrible famine in Russia. The Russian Revolution had taken place. The communists controlled really very little of the land there, and the people of Russia did not want to replace the monarchy with a totalitarian government. In fact, most of the people there liked the monarchy. Certainly, they were tired of the war. They felt the war was foolish, and the Tsar of Russia had been very, very foolish to keep in the war. Russia had about 4 million casualties. Almost every family had been touched by the horror of the stupidity of that first great world war, where men charged into machine gun fire, and they were just mowed down in both the Eastern and Western fronts, and the trench warfare. And so it was that, you know, it's not surprising they had a revolution. But by 1918, why, the communists were in solid control. And America, the great benevolent nation, was then providing relief, medical and food supplies to the countries of Europe and to Russia. But what was so interesting about Russia was that 98% of our aid went actually not to the anti-communists, but to the pro-communists. In other words, the communists got 97% of our aid. Now, how can we verify that? Well, it's in Herbert Hoover's memoirs. Anybody would like to see the page out of the book, we'll get it for them. But it's all reproduced in my book there, The Brotherhood of Darkness. I've just taken it for Herbert Hoover's memoirs. Now, why were we financing communism at that time? And then I tell the story of Colonel House, a story he brags about in his diary, although, of course, that diary has been suppressed since he wrote it back in a period immediately after the First World War, where he tells how he's able to deceive the Premier of France, Clemenceau, and the Premier of Italy, Orlando, and convince them that we should not do anything at all to try to put down the communists. We couldn't do it. And then, of course, he remarks, of course, I knew it wasn't true. I knew we could very easily have deposed the communists, but why, of course, I didn't want them to know that. So here was the man who was having such a profound impact on what was going on, deceiving others about what was really happening. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and hope to have a special guest this afternoon, Bob Griswold. And we were going to talk a little bit about civilian defense. Until we can get Bob, we're going to have to be simply talking about things maybe you'd like to talk about. Well, who do we have? We've got Elizabeth on the line Elizabeth from Maryland. Hi, Elizabeth. How are you?
Just fine, Dr. Stan.
And I appreciate so much your calling.
Oh, I'm happy to call, and I was very concerned today, and I had heard your interview with Joel Skousen earlier, talking about the broad base of evil, that it's bigger than just a skull of bone and bones, and talking about defense in Israel. And I was thinking about the large base of evil here, and you were just now talking about the war on terrorism. Today I heard on the Alex Jones show the update from Ron Paul, and it concerns the new census. And according to Ron Paul's own words, there's great apathy in Congress. Nobody's doing a thing about this. And this apparently would be a yearly census with 1,000 questions, very intrusive, very much endangering our liberties. For example, one of the questions was, can you walk up the steps without help?
Well, I think a lot of these are just questions that are being asked to sort of maybe throw you off the track on some of the more significant questions. Because what business is of this of the federal government? Is the federal government here to provide for us from the cradle to the grave? This is what you would do in a feudal society where the feudal lord was looking after the serfs. And this is exactly what is intended. Why would a Christian president be doing things like this? Yeah, but nobody asked those questions.
You are so right. Why aren't we asking these questions? And the other day, a lady from the Conservative Caucus called me and wanted us to take a stand on not giving Social Security to the illegal aliens. And before the conversation ended, I reminded her of General Tommy Frank's comment in Cigar Aficionado magazine in December of 2003, that after the next possible terrorist attack, we might go under military rule. And this lady was aghast. And I said I didn't know whether this was a warning or what, and I hoped that it was something for our benefit. And she said, well, I happen to know General Tommy Franks, and he's a good person. And she said, that could be a warning. And she said, oh, it could never happen here. She said, but then everything is in place, isn't it?
Yes, well, I think that more and more people are beginning to realize that something is seriously wrong, and our job is going to have to be just to keep telling that over and over again. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and we're just talking about a couple of things that are disturbing Elizabeth. Elizabeth lives back in Maryland, a good conservative. She has her own radio program back there, and she actually helps to get our radio program on a station there. Is that in Rhode Island, is that station?
No, that is in Maryland.
In Maryland,
Annapolis.
Okay.
And my husband was very, very thrilled. He actually taped your interview with Will Thomas on chemtrails, and I wasn't able to hear it that particular Sunday afternoon, but I'm anxious to hear it. And we are trying to spread the word, and I frequently tell people on my program, The Divided Kingdom, about Radio Liberty and your materials.
Well,
I can't talk about them highly enough. Right now, I'm reading, oh, I don't know whether I can give the exact title, a small book. Oh, yes, I can. It's Mormonism's Temple of Doom by Bill Schnoblin and James R. Spencer, and I'm finding that very riveting, though it's a small book.
Well, it's a very interesting book, but of course it just goes, I'm sure, into the occult background of the Mormon faith, which really comes out of Masonry. And I never knew a Mormon I didn't like, and I've met very, very few Masons I didn't like, but they tragically have embraced an occult religion. And both of them are exactly the same. In fact, that's why the Masons killed Joseph Smith, because he had actually revealed some of their secret basically ceremonies, and they were brought out and they were incorporated into the Mormon religion. So really, if you look around you, We're surrounded by the occult on every side. And what is really so disturbing to me, Elizabeth, is that the average Christian is totally oblivious of what's going on today. They see the secret symbols and signs of the secret societies every day. They hide them in plain sight, and they have no idea what's happening.
Yes, that's true. And someone made the comment that we're becoming more and more dumbed down, and we're identifying more greatly with the celebrity culture. And I'm glad to hear about your new video. I'd like to get that soon about they sold their soul for rock and roll.
Let me tell you, Elizabeth, that this is one of the most powerful videos and one of the most amazing things. I've been at this game for 42 years now. I'd never heard of Pastor Joe Schimmel until we started carrying the video on Megiddo, the March to Armageddon, and put out by Chris Pinto. And Joe Schimmel is his minister. And so he told us a little bit about Joe. We got his video. And this is so powerful, because they have all these pictures of the rock concerts, and you'll see Marilyn Manson, and you'll hear Ozzy Osbourne talking about Mr. Crowley. Who was Mr. Crowley? He was a Satanist. And they're introducing his religion to their listening audience. And, of course, he goes into the back masking on the tapes. And I don't know whether it's on that four tape or on some of the others so we have with Joe Schimmel. But he actually has a phonograph record on a player. And then, of course, he stops it and he runs it backwards with his finger. And you're going to actually hear the voices saying, "I love Satan. I worship Satan." Now, there's no way that anybody could sing that forward so that would come out, so clearly backwards. But, you see, we're dealing with supernatural intelligence. And until people understand that there is a supernatural intelligence of evil out there, why they can't understand anything going on. And hopefully once we can convince them about that, why, if they're not Christians, they're going to be looking for the answer on the other side. And hopefully they'll come to a personal relationship with our Lord. And then I hope they don't get into one of these churches that is playing the Satan's music with a loud beat and the loud drums. And the idea that there's no such thing as Christian music, only Christian lyrics, is the devil's own message. And anybody who's been into rock and roll and studied it realizes that it has a direct impulse on your mind, on the hypothalamus, indeed on your very soul.
That's really very fascinating what you told about the record, too. I'm thinking of a personal experience. You know, to those who say there is no Satan, there is no evil, I was connected with a family in which I knew it appeared to have some satanic influences, or at least a lot of evil hovered over the family. And at the funeral of a person in that family, there was a small grandchild about age 6, and I was reassuring someone that this person had gone to heaven. And the child turned toward me, and in a very guttural voice, and this was witnessed by my husband, the child said, "Now she's talking about heaven." And we looked at each other, my husband and me, and we talked later. That was not that child. We know the child. She's grown up a very sweet person. But that was just one incident in my own life that convinced me these are forces of evil.
And there really are forces of evil. There really are demons out there. In fact, we have, of course, a wonderful four-tape set called Satanism and Deliverance. And, of course, the woman that we talked to had been raised in a satanic family. And they began to molest her when she was 3 years old. And everybody in her family is still in this satanic cult. There really are satanic cults out there. And of course, the four-tape set, Satanism and Deliverance, gets into how she was delivered from the satanic forces. And she actually has a ministry. You know, one of the frightening things to me, Elizabeth, is there are an awful lot of people out there in America today who believe in mental institutions, who have serious emotional problems, who are demonically possessed, and the psychiatrists and psychologists do not recognize this. Now, with the woman, her name is Jane, in our four-tape set on Satanism and Deliverance, she went to a Christian psychologist, and after working with her literally for years, he finally said, "I can't help you, but I know a farmer who can." And she took him to a grass farmer up in Oregon who had worked with so many people who were satanically possessed. Now, this is so hard for people to understand, but this is really true. This is the reality of the world we live in. And it's not simply, people like that, these people work within the Central Intelligence Agency. We find some of the people, Frank Satanists, work within our intelligence. Other man who headed the Temple of Seth was a colonel in military intelligence. Actually, he was forced out of the military because of pedophilia, but he's still around. His name was, my understanding, I've been told his name is Michael Aquino. I've never run into him. I've seen pictures of him. And if you ever saw anybody with black hair, the point on the head, you know, come to a point over the middle of his face, forehead, this man was deeply involved in Satanism. He'd been part and parcel of that Donald Bay's Church of Satan. He went off on his own. They're really out there. I mean, people hear about all these mass murders, for instance, the Son of Sam murders. What they don't understand is that David Berkowitz said, yes, he committed a couple of the murders, but most of them he didn't commit. They were committed by a satanic cult called The Process, and it was working right here in the United States. And this is all covered in a wonderful book called The Ultimate Evil by Maury Torrey. But it's hard to get, but I'm sure you can get it up on eBay or from Amazon, something like that. And, of course, this is exactly what Charles Manson was involved in. He was part and parcel of this same satanic cult. Now, why isn't it anybody in America will tell you that? And, of course, they're not going to tell you because they don't want people to understand the reality of evil, the ultimate evil that really permeates every aspect of our society today. And the only thing that can counter it is a revival in this country and the Christian church turning back to Christ and getting away from what we have today. And that's just a feel-good religion. But if we don't have ministers who are willing to stand up and tell us we're all sinners, saved by grace, but we're all sinners, instead of trying to make everybody feel good and warm and fuzzy, why, we're going to continue on this steady downward pathwards towards the destruction of what was once the land of the free and the home of the brave.
And you are so right, and I think the wonderful book that you carry by Colonel Craig Roberts, The Medusa File, has a good section on Michael Aquino and these things that are going on.
Right. In fact, that's Medusa File is really one of my favorite books, and if you out there in the listening audience you have not read that, I don't think there's any other book I have that covers so many different issues and, of course, brings them all together so well, because all of these things that he covers are true and well documented. In fact, that book was actually originally had a different title, and Craig had written, I think, about 10 books had been published by major publishing houses in the East, and he actually wrote this book. It was a much larger book than The Medusa File. He'd given it to his agent. His agent went around to 10 different publishers, and every one of them turned it down, and Craig was getting a little paranoid until the chief editor of Simon & Schuster called him one night and said, Craig, that's a wonderful book. You've got to get that in print. And Craig said, if you think it's such a good book, why don't you publish it? And the man laughed and said, I'd lose my job if I did. Don't you know the CIA has people planted in every major publishing house back here? I would lose my job if I accepted that book. And that's where we really are today. So Craig actually broke the book up into two parts. One is Kill Zone, which we carry, and the other is The Medusa File. And we recommend those two books too. We carry them, and I think Craig has done a wonderful job. And one of these days, I really would love to put together a four-tape set with some of my interviews with Craig, one of the most fascinating people we've met in this battle for the soul of America.
That would be wonderful. I look forward to that. And Dr. Stan, I think your other point about America needing to turn back in revival and repentance and revival for a great awakening is so important. I talk about the reprobate mind a lot on my program, and that the pastors lie dumb like dogs, according to the scripture. And recently I was able to talk to a person who I feel is an apostate Christian, and it was very interesting. I said, well, do you believe that Jesus Christ actually died on a cross for our sins? No. He was just one of the more advanced people. And then I said, do you believe in the Bible? No. Do you believe in Satan? No. Why not? Because if I believed in Satan, I would believe he was too powerful for God. So I thought that was quite interesting, but the person lives only for secular things, and I'm afraid, Dr. Stan, it will take a coming judgment to bring people to their knees.
Well, I agree with you totally, and I don't think we're going to have to wait too long for some very, very serious things to transpire. Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment or two. And Elizabeth, why don't you hang on the line? Incidentally, if you're out there across America, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We'll do open lines, but we'll keep Elizabeth on until why the board lights up. We'll be right back here at Radio Liberty. Another of our fascinating four tape sets is entitled Concentration Camps, and it's four interviews with people talking about the move to establish concentration camps in the United States. Now, most people say that's foolish talk. We couldn't have that. And yet, if you listen to these tapes, you'll find out that those camps are a reality. They are being set up in case of civil disturbance. And of course, the authority for the establishment of the concentration camps comes from the executive orders, which were actually put through during the time of the Reagan administration. For documentation of the location and the background to the formation of these camps, their establishment, and what may very well happen or what they may be used for in the future, I suggest you call our 800 number, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for America. Our values, our future are under attack today.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. A secret of healthy aging was recently found among people who have lived unusually long, healthy lives. The longest-lived woman, Jean Calment of France, who lived 122 years, and man, Antonio Todd of the Italian Isle of Sardinia, who lived 115 years, as well as the Queen Mother of England, who lived 100 years, outliving one of her daughters by 3 decades, was their daily consumption of red wine. But health authorities have been reticent to recommend an alcoholic beverage to the public at large until now. Longevinex is the world's first stabilized French red wine extract in a pill, without the calories and without the alcohol or sulfite preservatives. One Longevinex capsule provides the red wine molecules found in 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course Elizabeth is on the line from back in Maryland. Right now we've got Steve calling in from Orange County. Hi, Steve. How are you doing?
Oh, okay.
Did you have a comment you'd like to make or a question?
Yeah. I'm reading, if you can get hold of Sinclair Lewis's Elmer Gantry, I would highly recommend you get hold of it, because I'm reading it, and I find a lot of similarity between Elmer Gantry and Rick Warren and all the pastors following his lead.
Well, we've got some wonderful ministers following his lead, but I really think that they're deceived with this idea that they're going to grow their church, they're going to bring a lot of people into the Lord, and all they have to do is change the message, confuse people with multiple Bible translations,
yeah,
and bring the devil's music into their church, because
yeah,
people love it.
Look what it's got. Look what the situation that we faithful who are with the authorized King James Version and the hymns, I mean, we either have to go to a church that it's far away from where we live, which common sense says don't do, or we stand alone for the truth and take the sneers and the ridicule and all that kind of stuff from those who are addicted to groupthink, and I've been doing that.
Well, Steve, you just don't worry about it. You do the best you can. We're called, to get the message out. If people don't want to hear it, that's their problem. But when God wants to open their eyes, He will. Right now, I think there is a tremendous spiritual blindness that has swept apart once Christian America, and America is no longer a Christian nation, because Christians are simply going along. After all, if everybody else is doing it, it must be good. But I just ask, does this music we have in our churches today really honor the Lord? And if you see this video we have, they sold their souls for rock and roll. It's a four-hour video, or you can get the 10-hour version of it. Why, I think you'll be convinced, of course, this does not honor the Lord, certainly.
It does not.
Hey, thanks so very much, Steve.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And let's see, right now we've got Hubert calling from Ohio. Hi, Hubert. How are you?
Good, Dr. Stanley. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, thank you.
I heard on a show back a couple days ago, a gentleman called in, and they were talking about a book that was written on the UFO phenomenon, and I just wanted to ask you if you were familiar with Dr. Hugh Ross, and he actually calls it the RUFO hypothesis, and how there's a connection between the UFO phenomenon, which is actually created, and there's a lot of occult links to it. And I just wondered, the name of the book is called Lights in the Sky, Little Green Men, A Rational Christian Look at the UFO.
Well, I'm really not acquainted with Dr. Roth, and I'm not acquainted with the book, but the UFOs are demonic. They're demonic manifestations, just as the crop circles are, the spontaneous combustion that we hear about, the cattle mutilations. These are all manifestations of the occult within our society, and how can anybody not believe they're true? In fact, I take something called Share Magazine, which is an occult magazine put out by Benjamin Krim, who is a disciple of Maitreya, this man, this false antichrist who lives over in London, and the magazine so often goes into UFOs. In fact, the latest one is all about UFOs, and they have the pictures of these crop circles over in Great Britain. No way that these could have been artificially made or hoaxes. We are dealing with a supernatural force out there, and until the American people, until the Christians understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men, and there are demonic forces that are aligned against us, we're going to continue losing.
Yes, sir. That's actually what this team of professionals in their field are putting out there. I was just wondering if you would like. I got an extra copy. I was wanting to mail it.
Yeah, you go ahead. I would love to see it. I'm always looking for good books. We carry a couple of books on alien intervention and alien abductions. But I don't know that. But send that one along. We'd love to see it.
Okay, just real quick, you're doing a great job, Dr. Stanley, and keep fighting for the faith. Thank you very much.
I will, and God bless you, and please help us get the information out. Your job out there in Ohio is to try to get as many people as you can to listen to our programs, shortwave internet, and maybe we can even get a couple of stations there before long.
Yeah, I've been cranking it up at the shop at work, so.
God bless.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Thank you, bye-bye. Okay, fine, and of course, are you still there, Elizabeth?
I'm still here, and I wanted to make one more comment, if I might.
You certainly may.
About Bohemian Grove, that one of the callers recently said we about being disheartened, but we have the Holy Spirit with us, and we're all talking here this evening. At the same time, Bohemian Grove is not very far along for this year.
Well, and of course, it's not very far away either. It's just about maybe 100 miles north of where we are.
Wow.
Hey, you hang on. We'll talk to you as soon as we get back here at Radio Liberty. Well, if there's any one tape that you should hear, it's my talk on geopolitics, an untold story that is vitally important if America is to survive as a free nation. It goes into the background of the forces that have created the wars of the 20th century, the Boer War, the First World War, the Second World War, Korea, Vietnam. We go into the ideological and the spiritual battle behind the forces that have moved America from crisis to crisis and are currently undermining the very fabric of our society. That number again, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and the tape, Geopolitics. It is vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of my talk on geopolitics. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and a few weeks ago, why, Kevin DeMeritt of Lear Financial contacted us and asked if he could sponsor some of our programs. Well, I looked into the background of the company. They have an excellent reputation, so I think it's a good time to think very seriously about investing in precious metals. Why? Because we have inflation, we have a progressively devalued dollar, and we've lost almost 30-40% of the value of our currency, and we know that people like Warren Buffett are investing overseas. They're not investing in American currencies. Why not give the people at Lear Financial a call at 1-888-302-7111, that's 1-888-302-7111, and ask for their free audio seminar. Again, the number 1-888-302-7111. I think this is an excellent time to consider protecting your assets.
Leading edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and of course, back here at Radio Liberty, and of course our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's sort of open lines, and Elizabeth was kind enough to call in from Maryland. And Elizabeth, when is your radio program back there in Maryland?
It's on WKDI, 840 AM. It's on now during the summertime after Alex Jones's repeat at 7 p.m. Monday through Friday.
All right, fine. Well, of course, a lot of people will be listening to Alex Jones, and so they'll want to listen to you right afterwards, because Alex is doing a great job of getting people across America to recognize there really is a problem. And one of the nice things, I think, is Alex has become increasingly aware of the spiritual component to what's going on. I think he was especially aware of this after he'd gone to snuck into the Bohemian Grove and seen the pagan ceremonies that are carried out there. He'd probably even be more convinced of it if he heard our full four-tape set, because we have a four-tape set on the Bohemian Grove. Actually, one of those interviews is with Alex, and then, of course, one is with Kathy O'Brien, who was sent there by the CIA to compromise the people. And then, of course, a couple of interviews with a woman who has been studying this for many years, and actually she was the one who snuck Alex Jones into this truly occult center in a Redwood Grove just north of San Francisco, maybe 75 to 100 miles. And, of course, there are occult organizations all over America. And, you know, the most amazing thing is that, you know, I'd studied this for 20 years and nobody had ever told me about these things. It really wasn't until the early 1980s when I read that wonderful book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow by Constance Cumby, that this whole new X factor, I always knew I was missing something. I knew all about communism, and I knew about the Council on Foreign Relations, and I knew about the tax-exempt foundations, and the Trilateral Commission, and the Bilderbergers. But until you understand the occult, you can't understand the glue that that holds all of this movement together, this movement towards the new world order that will be ruled by the Antichrist, and the new world religion that will worship the Antichrist. And what is so incredible, you know, there's so many Christians out there today who can't believe this sort of thing, and yet they believe that we're going to have a one world government someday, but they sort of expect that the devil is going to be wearing red tights, and he's going to have horns and a pitchfork. And no, he's going to be dressed up in a suit and a tie, and he's going to get on president on television. He's going to tell you what a wonderful Christian he is. We even have a Bible under his arm when he goes to church. And whether he's a European or where he's coming from, I can't say, and I'm not pointing a finger at anybody. What I am saying is that the devil uses men to advance his cause. He always has. Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you're out there, I'd like to get your thoughts on what we're talking about. But one of the best books on this that we carry is The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. And if you haven't read it, you really must. It's written 20 years ago, but it's just as true today as when it was written. And, of course, we include that in our special, our Pagan Agenda special. Because we are moving from Christianity to paganism, and behind the entire environmental movement is this pagan belief, and we find these high priests of this pagan religion, people like Mikhail Gorbachev, Marie Strong, Stephen Rockefeller, who these three people together wrote the Earth Charter that is today contained in the Ark of Hope, the occult counterpart of the Ark of the Covenant. And the Earth Charter is the occult counterpart of the Ten Commandments. In fact, Gorbachev keeps saying, this is the new Ten Commandments. And of course, it's being enacted. If you read it through carefully, you'll find it is the cornerstone of everything happening in America today, including this whole process of globalization and shipping our jobs and shipping our factories overseas and destroying the value of our currency. And you say, why would anybody do that? Well, it's point 10 in what Gorbachev refers to as the New Ten Commandments, the Earth Charter. If you haven't read it, we'd be glad to send you a free copy of that if you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And ask for the Earth Charter. Of course, you can get that in our Sustainable Development Syllabus along with so many other things. But the interesting thing, point 10 of the Earth Charter talks about redistribution of wealth within nations and redistribution of wealth between nations. And so what we're going to do is raise the living standards in China and raise the living standards in India. And then, of course, we're going to lower the living standards of the people here in the United States till we could all be equal, because that is what they want, everybody equal except for the ruling elite. And these are all elitist concepts. And the great tragedy is the average individual has no idea this is going on. He cannot believe this is being done intentionally. And whether a George Bush is elected in November or John Kerry is elected in November, the same process of shipping our jobs and shipping our factories overseas will continue as the American people are impoverished. We are moving into a financial meltdown, and it'll probably take place sometime next year or the year after that. And, you know, the people who think that their security is in their pension fund or in their annuities or their CDs. I had lunch with a man yesterday who has $1 million in cash, and you know, he's going to keep this in CDs. He thinks it's somehow, or maybe in government bonds, he thinks it's somehow that this is going to give him security. Well, our only real security is in the Lord, but certainly we have to understand what is going on. And if we play the game like everybody else does, then we are going to be devastated and destroyed. We've got Sheila calling from Oregon. Hi, Sheila. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
And what part of Oregon are you in?
On the coast.
Okay. Do you listen to our programs on shortwave or the Internet?
On the Internet.
Okay.
I want to tell you how much I enjoy your program. I've gotten some of your videotapes, and I agree with most everything that you have to say. I've done a lot of research in the last couple of years.
Isn't it amazing when you suddenly begin to realize what's going on? You know, it's just like a whole different world out there.
Oh, it is, but trying to convince anybody else of it is just like, nobody seems to want to listen.
Well, don't feel bad. I get this statement from people all across America, and I just tell them, that's not up to you or I to convince them. Our job is to tell them what's going on. The battle is the Lord's, not ours. And if they don't listen now, they're going to listen, because we're moving, as they say, into a catastrophic and catalyzing event here in this next year or so. And at that time, they're going to be coming to you and say, tell us, Sheila, tell us what's happening. What can we do to protect ourselves, you know, financially? And, well, of course, by that time, it's going to be far too late. But the people who understand what's going on now will do what Warren Buffett is doing. And the people who are in the know, who are part and parcel of this ruling elite, they know exactly what's happening. Warren Buffett is sitting on $41 billion in cash. You know that? And do you know where the cash is? It's not in this country. It's invested in Europe, in the banks over there that are safe, because he knows that the dollar is going to be destroyed. And so the people who do the things as they always have, and a lot of these people think they're so smart, but they don't understand what's happening. And then they don't understand the spiritual forces behind it either. So our job is to simply to tell people, and of course when things get bad, to offer them counsel and to point them towards the Lord. And I think an awful lot of people are going to look towards the Lord when their affluence is gone, and America and our freedom are simply a remembrance of things past.
I agree with that. Now, are you familiar with Sheldon Emery?
No, the name
the
is
pastor?
Vaguely familiar. No, I'm not. Tell me about him.
Oh, Pastor Sheldon Emery has been preaching the Israel identity. He's passed away now.
All right. No, I really don't know that.
Oh. Okay.
What is it? Sort of like British Israelism or what?
Well, a little bit, but not as far as the bloodline of the elite over there.
Mm-hmm.
But the Caucasian people, the people that blush, they were not necessarily the chosen people of God as in being superior, but that we're the ones that are open to learning and that we're required to be the teachers.
Well, of course, there are many, many people out there who say that, you know, there are really no Jews, and the Jews did not have a covenant with God, and I can't accept that. I believe that God has a very special place for the Jewish people, and I think he has a special place for us as well. And I think that we're just going to have to see this thing plays out. But this idea that we are the chosen people rather than the Jewish people over, you know, the people who are really of the bloodline of Abraham, I think is false, because there is still the Sephardic Jews were of the bloodline of Israel. Of Abraham. There are not that many, but they're still there. And they were the ones, really darker skin, they're the ones that have the very Jewish features. And I believe that they are the bloodline that goes right all the way back to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Uh-huh.
So anything else you want to say?
Oh, and one thing that I have woke up my little town about is fluoride. For 54 years, they've been putting our water in, you know, and for a year, people are going, well, you're crazy. Well, it finally made the front page of our little newspaper here in Florence.
Well, are you telling them, you know, about how it affects the fertility rate and how it affects the endocrine system and how it affects the bones and how it affects the brain? And are you getting the information to them?
Yes, I am. I've put on videos at the local library. I've given the information to the city council. And so they're finally going to say, Okay, Sheila, I think maybe you might be right.
Well, you see, you can really make a difference if you have the scientific facts behind you. And I'm just so pleased that you're doing this because, you know, one person can make a difference if they have the facts and they present them in an orderly and organized manner.
And you do that very well on your videotapes. I got your all video
No, the all video special?
Yes.
Can I just put a plug in for that? You get any five of the videos we have actually produced ourselves for $69.95, and that's the greatest deal in the world. But there's just a lot of information there, and we put them out because we want people to learn, and that's the best way. Sometimes people wouldn't pay that $19.95 for a video, but they got five for $69.95, they will get them. So, you know, you've gone through them, and I hope maybe you've watched a couple of them, you know, more than once, because there's a lot of information there to get. Simply seeing them just once is hard to get all that information and retain it.
Oh, absolutely. And on one of them, it says that it's all right to make copies of your tape.
It certainly is, right.
All right.
In fact, I had one fellow who called me, and he told me he was a lawyer, and he said he just finished watching Brotherhood of Darkness, and I've forgotten whether it's the fourth or the fifth time, but he said, you know, I learn something new every time I watch that. And I really think that is such an important story. And of course, put against the backdrop of the murder on the Orient Express, Agatha Christie's wonderful, wonderful story. You know, you can sit there and you can actually watch that for 2 hours and be entertained and, of course, instructed at the same time.
Absolutely. I hope to be able to get some more of your videos.
All right. Well, I hope you can. And we just getting more new things, and some of them put out by other people. And this new one we have, of course, they sold their souls for rock and roll. We think it's great. And certainly Tiara Matriciana's great new video on the gods of entertainment was really going on in Hollywood. And there's a new one out on aspartame. We've got to watch that. I think that this is so important. When people can understand that there really is a program to poison them. At that point, maybe they're going to sit up and take notice. When they understand the story of population control, there really are people who want to kill off most of the people, not only in the world, but right here in the United States. When people can actually see that and begin to understand it, then they're going to take a second look at what's happening. Because it's one thing when it's happening in Africa. It's another thing when it's happening to you and your family.
Oh, it definitely is. I've got a brochure that I've been handing out on the aspartame. Are you familiar with the 24-page report?
No, who put it out? Betty Martini?
No, it's put out by Idaho Observer.
Oh, no, I'm not, but I know they do very, very good work.
It's an excellent one, and it's got a picture of Rumsfeld and Cheney on the front one. Back in 1975.
Well, I think what people have to understand is that for 15 years, the Federal Drug Administration had refused to allow aspartame to be used as a food substance because they knew it produced convulsions, they knew it produced brain tumors, they knew it had a profound impact on the endocrine system. And then, of course, when Ronald Reagan became president and he had a transition team, one of the people on the team was the president of Cyril Pharmaceuticals. And the president of Cyril Pharmaceuticals insisted that his man be appointed head of the FDA. And as soon as that man was on the FDA, why, he immediately, over the objection of everybody in the FDA, authorized that the aspartame NutraSweet would be released and available. And then, of course, he quit his job in the FDA and went to work for Cyril Company and for the president of the company, a man named Donald Rumsfeld.
Yes, dear Rummy. But the artificially sweetened times is available at doorway.com.
Doorway.com, okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I think that is actually Betty Martini's website, if I'm not mistaken.
But the Idaho Observer is the one that prints it up, and that's where you get it from.
All right, doorway.com, get the material, get the information out. Something will hit everybody. Maybe it's the vaccines of their children. Maybe it's the fact that they're poisoning them with mercury, or it's mercury is related to Alzheimer's disease, or the autism, or the increase in juvenile diabetes, the increase in asthma, all a direct result of the vaccines we're giving to our children that really tragically, and some of them, you know, may have done some good. It's wonderful to see we've done away with polio. Isn't it terrible to realize we contaminated almost half the population in America with a cancer-producing virus in the process of doing away with polio. That is the incredible part of this, a story that most people don't know, and we're going to be carrying that new book, The Virus and the Vaccine, because it's beautiful, very, very well done.
All right.
Well, look, I really appreciate Sheila. Is there anything you'd like, a thought you'd like to leave with our listeners today?
Oh, that one person really, really can make a difference. I didn't think that I could, and it took a year, but as I said last week, the fluoride issue made the front page for our newspaper.
Well, one person can make a difference, and it's just you have to apply yourself, you have to be willing to stand up, you have to know your subject, and you may initially, of course, get a lot of opposition, but, you know, if you can present it properly, you don't get angry, you don't get rattled, you don't call people names even though you want to, you smile through clenched teeth. Why you can begin to get people to listen. And well, they may start out thinking you're crazy, but before long they'll be afraid you're not. And it sounds like that's what you've been able to accomplish up there in Oregon.
Well, I did have one person say, now I suppose that now that I believe in this fluoride, do you expect me to believe everything else that you have to say?
No.
Said, well, at least you might consider it now, huh?
All right. Well, you know, that the biggest thing I think the thing that finally got to me was the realization that everything I believed was wrong, and it was wrong because my mind had been taken over. And once I could break that control over my mind, once I could begin to think independently and read the newspaper and not say what these articles say, but what are they trying to tell me that isn't true? At that point, then, of course, you truly are free. God bless you, Sheila. Thank you so very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, fine. Well, that was Sheila, and of course, sort of a fun time. I always enjoy our open lines, and I appreciate so much Elizabeth calling in from Maryland to help us, because during the early part of the program with nothing really planned, but there is so much information out there. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We'll send you a free copy of our newsletter catalog and introduce you to all this amazing information. We have a brand new video today on the Oklahoma City bombing. It's called Oklahoma, What Really Happened. And of course, it consists of a lot of never-before-seen video footage. Now, it was seen in Oklahoma City immediately following the bombing of the Murrah Building, but blacked out across America. And in this footage, you're going to see the commentators talking about the other bombs that were in the building at the time of the initial bombing. We're told, of course, that Timothy McVeigh acted independently. We're told many things by the media, but where does the truth lie? Oklahoma City, what really happened, it will give you the opportunity to see long, suppressed video footage of what really transpired. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for Oklahoma City, what really happened. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Actually, the name of the video that you may want to see is Oklahoma Cover-Up in Oklahoma City, and it is footage of what actually happened in Oklahoma, and you can't understand what happened since then unless you understand that the government had advanced knowledge of the Oklahoma City bombing, and they allowed it to happen. And Timothy McVeigh had written to his sister and said, I am a member of a special forces team involved in illegal activity, and of course that's how Stephen Jones opened his defense in Denver, Colorado. And isn't it interesting that not one newspaper in America mentioned that fact? If you want to verify what I'm saying, it's in Stephen Jones' book, The Oklahoma City Bomb, pardon me, Others Unknown, The Oklahoma City Bombing Conspiracy. It was the second book that he wrote on the subject. And, of course, you have to understand that what happened in Oklahoma City had strong ties to the Philippines, where Terry Nichols was going over. And who was he meeting with? Why, Ramzi Yosef, the mad bomber who actually was responsible for the first World Trade Center bombing and, of course, planned the attack on 9/11. And, of course, he met with Murad and Ramsey Yosef and Sheikh Kaylin Muhammad. Now, the government can't let you know that, or that there were John Doe 2 and John Doe 3 and John Doe 4 were all Muslims, because that would mean that maybe nothing is exactly as you know, and maybe it wasn't simply the truck bomb that that brought down the building, but the charges inside, and all those people died. But you see, if they could put that over the American people, if they could convince them that, you know, that 200-some people saw missiles go up and bring down TW-800, and the Islamic radicals said that they did it, and yet convinced the American people it wasn't, so they could convince them of just about anything. And tragically, they have. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and Chris, this is the time when I have to remind our listening audience that Radio Liberty is listener-supported, and we do hope that many of you will decide you're going to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us. As 5 hours every day we're on radio, and 5 hours a day we're on the Internet, and 4 hours a day we're on satellite, and 4 hours a day we're on shortwave. And we're reaching people across America like never before. But quite frankly, we need your help to be able to solidify what we're doing and to gradually and progressively expand our outreach. And but we are getting people to understand and providing them the information that they're getting to others, who are getting it to others, who are getting it to others. And believe me, it's going to be a race against time to determine whether we can awaken the American people before the brute of tyranny descends upon the neck of the American people, because there really are those who want to have a dictatorship in America. And we've followed point by point by point the 10 points of the Communist Manifesto. Go to your library and get a copy of the Communist Manifesto and read the 10-point program laid out by Karl Marx. And it's all there. We've accepted every step of it. We have far more socialism in the United States today than they ever had in Russia or in Communist China. This is covered so beautifully in Dennis Cuddy's book, Secret Records Revealed, and in so much of the other information that we have. Well, we do hope that many of you out there want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, and you do that by giving us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like a free copy of our latest newsletter, which tells you who Osama bin Laden really was, why, just give us a call at that telephone number, and then please go to our website at radioliberty.com, where you can get a list of all the products we carry, and maybe if you'd like to think about some of the Berkey products or Sanjian shortwave radio or the other products we have there. Of course, they are used to help finance what we do. If you buy the Berkey products through us, why, you'll get a free 4-tape set or free video that we produce as a show, a sign of appreciation for what we do. We have all sorts of specials, whether it be the video special or the Pagan Agenda special or the Oklahoma City special or the TWA 800 special or the assassination special or the secret government special or the, well, right on down the line. They're all there, and we hope that you'll get our catalog and look at them and get the material, and you have our permission to copy anything that we have produced here. The most important book you can read is my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. You can get it by itself, or the Brotherhood of Darkness special with a video and the audio tape. And then if you do get the special, please copy the video, copy the audio tapes, and get other people to listen. A lot of people won't want to hear bad news, but far better that they hear it now and can perhaps escape or survive the coming turmoil than they hear too late. And it's sort of like with cancer. Nobody wants to know they have cancer, but as a physician, you have to tell them because that may be their only hope of survival. And it's the same way with the malady, the cancer that infects the body politic today. We have an obligation, a moral obligation, to tell people. And initially they reject it, and then they become depressed, and then they become angry, and then they accept it, and they do what's necessary. And as more and more people become aware of the fact that we have a one-party political system controlled by the Brotherhood of Darkness, as more and more people understand that wars and revolutions, and it's all created, it's all manipulated. For as Plato had said in the Republic, when the tyrant has defeated his enemy by warfare or by treaty, and there's nothing to fear, then he's always out drumming up another enemy to rally the people behind him. You'll find the quotation in Bartlett's Quotations. If you want a copy of it, we'll get it for you. But Understand we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men. We hope that you'll join us in this epic struggle. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for our leaders and ministers. But please remember to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And so until Monday, when we'll be back once again. Dr. Stan, goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.